Last question. You talked about implementation of this bill. There's a lot of stuff in here. They've got to write programs for computers, software, train people. I think you said April for a possible starting to sign up for the next for this current 2004 crop year.
Actually, and really, April would be the very earliest I think you could see it start, because of everything that they have to do, not only developing those software programs and training the folks out in the county offices to run those software programs so that they input the information correctly from farmers, et cetera, but there also has to be a pretty massive education effort done on farmers to get them to understand what are your options and everything else. And when it comes down to this, they've really got to, you know, you can't really say push a pencil anymore. They really got to work their computer keyboard a little more on their own side to know whether or not, or know which part of the program is more beneficial for them to go into. And that doesn't even cover the regulations that USDA has to write in order to implement a brand new farm bill, that have to go through the Office of Management and Budget, that have to go through the interagency process. And, you know, you sometimes wonder if, you know, they're throwing bones on the floor and dancing around in a room and stuff like that. But, you know, the world of regulation is cloaked in secrecy almost. But I think the you know, the combination of getting the software, getting the regulation side done is really going to tax them. And with changes like we've gotten this farm bill, it's going to, not only will it not start before April, no way, it's going to run for several months. It's going to run probably well into the summer, which will be a benefit to the farmer because they're going to have more information on their crop side to be able to make their decision for what's best for their operation.
Wheat farmers in Southern Plains are going to have the combines out tuning them up in April, May.
Yes, but we have seen that before in prior farm programs where the seed went in the ground with uncertainty, yet it still managed to come out of the ground and into the combine and into the channels of commerce, et cetera. So, yeah, the wheat folks are looking at that. But here's another thing to remember on this farm bill, because we no longer have those direct payments. There's a payment hole ahead. There will not be that $5 billion in direct payments rolling out to farmers in October 2014. The first payments from this farm bill under the commodity title are not going to come until probably October 2015. So there is a bit of a payment hole in there that farmers need to be aware of for their cash flow planning purposes. It might be something that they want to think of the old commodity price support loan, the 9-month non-recourse loan again. It's cheap money from USDA, and yeah, you got to pay it back, but you know, the loan rate is also very well below the marketplace. So, you know, you can do what the intent of that, you know, loan program was in the first place. Allow farmers to hold their grain for better prices. So that may be something that guys want to take a look at if they're needing cash flow.
I have not heard anybody really talk about the hole.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sure, there's going to be some CRP payments, $1.8 billion going out, but not everybody's got a CRP contract. There's CSP payments, Conservation Stewardship Program payments. Those are going to be going out. Maybe a smattering of CCPs if they were on peanuts or something like that. Maybe some SURE payments or acre payments in particular might come out. I've heard talk maybe, you know, for Illinois, a couple crops there. Might be a possibility, but otherwise, really, the mainline commodity portions of this farm bill are not going to put a payment in a farmer's pocket until October 2015.